Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
KeithandtheGirl.com/Hulu. H-U-L-U. There it is. My latest stand-up special, God Made Me, Volume 2. In fact, Hulu has both volumes. So don't think, I get it. I can't just start a series in the middle of something. You can see Volume 1 and see Volume 2. They're both right there. I'm very excited. Now, here's a little clip to see if the sensibilities are for you.
The album we did last year, there was a lot of religious talk. And one thing we talked about, for example, was you can't be a good Christian and a good person by definition. It seems that was controversial. But I was saying, if you just took, for example, gay rights, you cannot be pro-gay rights and say you study the tenets of Christianity. And I said, you know, it's in the New Testament, it's in the Old Testament, it's in all the Testaments, right? And people would send me letters saying, well, I follow Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ never said, Jesus Christ did, by the way. And I quote, a man shall leave his father and mother, find a woman and marry her, and become one flesh. Now, I don't think Jesus just kept on going and going and they didn't put it in the good book. Or the man could find another man. I mean, if he's not hurting anybody, I don't see the big deal. Or a man that thinks he's a woman or vice versa. Or maybe a conjoined twin and one head's the man, one head's the woman. Again, if nobody's getting hurt, what is the big deal? Another man who has the soul of a dog. What I'm saying is if no one's getting hurt, now you know what the boss said, a man should be with a woman and that's the end of it. Just stop saying you're Christian, that's all. Say you're you, you know? What's your name? Kurt, you're a Kurtian. Done. Who gives a fuck?
That's right.
Kurtian. How nervous were you pointing out someone to ask them their name?
Right. What if they didn't have one? I'd feel like an asshole. So go to Hulu. I can't show this special to my parents, so make sure you see it. Give it a couple stars.
This is exactly what your dad told you not to do.
It really is.
Yeah, because he was a priest.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, Christians, fuck
right.
You.
Yeah.
I also found out that my mother-in-law now listens regularly to the show, so shout out to Debbie.
Okay.
A fine Christian woman. I love you.
Anyway, take a look. It's right there. And you know what? Well, let me say this to my parents and to your in-laws, Chemda, that I'm not even saying you have to watch it. Just play it.
Right.
That's what matters over here. Let me introduce to you today's guest, Eric Bergstrom. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. Comedian, very funny.
Thank you.
Illustrator, very funny.
Thank you.
Your stuff, of course, appeared in The New Yorker.
And, yeah.
You have a book out, et cetera, et cetera. The book, Grimmer Tales, a wicked collection of happily never after stories. You take these little fables that we've heard about, Rapunzel, let down your hair, and you climb up Rapunzel's hair, what's going to inevitably happen? Her head's going to pop off, you would assume.
Inevitably.
Right.
So, that's sexy.
So he draws that for you.
Yeah. It's like the adult sexy version.
He's Pinocchio, for example, is in the dentist office, and the dentist asks Pinocchio, has he been flossing? Well, you know how you lie to the dentist because you don't want to look like an asshole. So Pinocchio impales the dentist in the brain with his nose.
That I like because dentists,
right?
Not as sexy, but
well, you should have put gas involved. Like I feel like dentist gas way sexier. Yeah.
The one thing that's not sexy about that is not enough gas. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'm glad you understand.
Now we're gonna get into Eric's life, but let me tell you this. Speaking of religion, I don't know why this bothers me. But I like you're on board already, Eric. You're taking it in.
Yeah, you do.
Go on. Okay. The people that I grew up with high school are very religious, at least according to their Facebook posts. If it's not a post about how God is so good and blessed with so many gifts, it's a picture of a half-naked woman wearing a Ouija board bikini saying, man, I'd love to play that Ouija board. Huh. And then again, God is good.
Hey. God knows what funny is,
right.
And he's okay with that.
If it's not that, there is a third option. They post a very, very childlike, simple puzzle to solve.
Ha.
That always
says—
And
it stumps the shit out of everybody.
You're considered to have an above average IQ if you can solve this puzzle. 99% of people can't. And then it's one after another of my idiot high school mates going, figured it out, found it. the number 7, got it. So I write, fuck, I don't see it. I'm an idiot. They go, you said it, LOL, not me, LMAO. I'm like, we went to school together. Fuck you.
I can't believe this is one of your favorite pastimes. Do you know that you do nothing but go to the movies, watch football, and make fun of your friends on Facebook?
If you can find the woman hiding in this picture, you're considered to have an above average IQ. Can you find her? I'll give you a hint. It's a real woman with body paint for disguise. Just reply that you found her and then share it with your friend. What did people that make these very simple puzzles get out of the shares? They don't get money somehow, do they?
It's got to be click money, right?
It's just
clickbait.
I don't see an ad.
No, it's human life and behavior.
If you click on it, she's by the tree.
Where else would she be? The top half is tree. The bottom half of her is leaves.
Well, then, I mean, what do people get from chain letters in general?
I guess. Here, see if you find the mistake, and it's a picture of a bunch of diamonds with question marks in it. And one of the question marks is upside down. I see right away. It says 99% of people fail at this.
I see it from here.
I don't believe it.
You printed it out.
Yes. Just to see if maybe I'm a genius, but apparently the whole room got it.
I did see it right away also.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that I saw it so quickly just as a pattern.
We should all play the lotto. We're so good at everything.
Yeah. Eric has cancer. He found it right away.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Doesn't have brain cancer.
I don't know what's what. We'll get to that.
It's everywhere.
When it's stage 4, you're fucked.
Yeah, that's true. That is actually.
All right, let me tell you this.
Death.
Let me give you good news, then
bloated,
we'll get to.
Bloated with cancer.
Here's good news, then we'll get to bad news, okay? Vistaprint.com. I'm going to tell you about an offer they have. 500 business cards for just, get this, $9.99.
Like $999?
Would make sense. Nope.
That's a lot of cards.
No, these guys run a terrible business in the form of making money. So take advantage. They don't mind. 500 business cards, $9.99. You only enter the promo code KATG. That's how you get the deal. Now, Vistaprint has everything. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel. We use them for everything. But this business card deal specifically, this is what I'm finding insane. Customize the card. Use your own art. Use their art. We use our own art, and we're not artists. We use these cards.
Eric, this is good for you. Did you hear the word art?
I heard art.
There you go. Yeah. Vistaprint.
I enjoy art.
They guarantee that you will love their products every single time. And if something goes wrong.
Even if you did it,
that's how it's going to go wrong. They know what they're doing. They will still make it right. They will fix it. Somebody wrote me the other day. I put my wrong address on the cards. They're sending me all new cards. What?
And let's be honest, at this point, we're just picking companies who have good customer service so that we don't have to pull our hair out to just deal with them.
Right. It's great. 500 business cards, $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings over the regular price on their website. Quality is great. Customer service, like we said, impeccable. Visit Vistaprint.com. Create and design your custom business cards. Enter code KATG at checkout. Code KATG. It's an exciting offer for a great product. Do not wait. Go to Vistaprint.com. An order today, okay?
Okay.
You're welcome. We were talking the other day, of course, about the weather. 31 deaths so far from this winter storm.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Most of it being heart attacks from shoveling. No joke.
Just like senior citizens?
Not even.
Huh.
40 years old. 30 years old, I think one was. By the way, 1 year ago today, I saw this on Time Hop, was our marathon.
Mm. Oh, and the snow again.
And the snow again.
It's supposed to snow on Thursday. I'm denying it.
Okay.
Apparently we're allowed to, well, we're allowed to deny weather according to politicians, right?
Well, next.
I'm on board.
So the marathon is this coming weekend, and hopefully the worst already left.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's already bad enough because the trains are still a little wonky.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Now here's what I was talking about. Eric has stage 4 Hodgkin's?
Yeah, it's Hodgkin's.
Okay,
lymphoma.
Hodgkin's is no problem, but you have Hodgkin's.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Hodgkin's lymphoma. And stage 4, if I'm correct, it means it's in your bone marrow. That's why it's
so bad,
right?
Yeah, I guess what it means is it's in your lymph nodes, and then the difference between stage 3 and 4 is that it's spread to another organ, and bone marrow is that other organ, in my case. But I'm still going through chemo. It is in remission. They've driven it that far down, which means that they took a PET scan, and they can't see it visually through the PET scan. So it
they got your pet involved in this?
Yeah, there's PET scan, CAT scan, all kinds of weird.
Is insurance so bad that you can't get human scan?
Human scan? It's unpleasant every way they do it, and maybe that's why, because it's made for cats.
What is so painful about chemo?
It's a slow infusion process of four different poisons. They put a needle like a 1-inch nail size needle directly into my chest, and they pour it into me, and then I am stuck being shaky and lethargic and cloudy headed for a solid week after that.
That sounds like heroin, and those people seem to enjoy it.
It is kind of, I've never done heroin, really missing out.
Do you live with somebody?
Yes, I do. I have a roommate, yeah.
Does he have to take care of you, she?
No, I live with Rebecca Trent above the creek, actually. She drives me to chemo, and then I guess just checks in on me to make sure that I'm still alive. So,
right.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Very nice of her.
Are you in pain right now?
No. It's, but what is it? I have chemo every other week on Monday, so it wipes me out for 1 week. And then one week I feel relatively normal. But that's, I guess that's just the process. And then I've done 9 chemo rounds out of 12 so far.
Okay. So you're almost done, I guess.
Yeah. It's still another month and a half to 2 months. So yeah.
Are you radioactive? Could you be around babies?
No, but I have been radioactive from, the PET scan. Inject me with radioactive dye, where they actually give me a certificate saying that I'm radioactive for a day, and I'm not allowed to be around babies, small animals, and I really shouldn't be having sex at that point. Yeah. Mm. Even with chemotherapy, I'm told I have poison jizz, which is good to know.
Did you take the train home that day?
I'm not allowed to. The doctors told me not to take the train either, because that's...
Are they sponsored by Uber?
Right. No, that's...
I don't know what doctors today.
Oh, no, it's...
Uber's on all the Kleenex and the pens.
Yeah.
It's just the chemo lowers my white blood cell count, because it kills some of the good with the bad. So my immune system isn't as strong, and that's where, like, a lot of flus are down on the subway. So.
Now, of course, you knew all this stuff before you had chemo, because this is just stuff that you know, right?
Yeah, this is just my forte. I was... some people get cancer, and it sucks. I've been waiting my whole life for cancer. Is that really true?
No, I
hate cancer. I hate needles.
Well, not that she doesn't think you wanted it, but maybe you had a premonition. Like, Charlie Sheen knew he'd get AIDS.
Oh.
You ever have a dream?
Everybody's kind of neurotically convinced that they're going to get cancer.
Yeah, I am. Well, I'm convinced.
Well, here's the thing. I looked it up, right? So 40% of people will get some form of cancer. That is 1 in 2.5 people. So what I try to do is make friends with people that have cancer, and that lowers the chance of me getting it. For example,
I've heard about that.
Yeah. So thank God my uncle died of a horrible bone cancer.
Thank goodness.
Right? So that will lower my chances down. Elvis, my buddy, I just talked to him the other day. So that's looking good. He had cancer. And his dad, I knew of him.
So you met him a couple times.
And now you and me, Eric, I'm going to make sure we're close friends. And things should be good for me.
I am happy that there is no ulterior motive for our friendship.
I'm sure we'll have fun regardless.
Yeah, no. I am happy to be the token cancer friend.
Now, a lot of people raise money for your
No, everybody's been terrific about it.
Doesn't that suck in a way sometimes? Like, okay, everyone's terrific, but this sucks.
No, I still find it. I still search myself and find the ability to hate everyone. It's okay. No, not everyone, but...
You're wearing a knit cap. Is the chemo...
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, it's made me bald. Here, I can take this off.
Okay. I like the look.
I guess I can hear a little bit better, too. it's like chemo has made my hair fall out, but in patches. It's still growing in, but it's... I guess I keep it trimmed because if it gets long enough, like big chunks of hair fall out and that kind of freaks me out. Right. But like the eyebrows are falling out too.
I'm not kidding. You and Keith now look like brothers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See? We're going to take a picture together.
And guess which one has cancer?
Right?
Yeah.
It's up in the air.
If you can find out which one has cancer, you're smarter than 99%. So people...
Which one is opting for that hairdo and which one has cancer?
So comedians, they started GoFundMe for you. They have shows for you. They raised like $50,000 for you, right?
Yeah, it was between $40,000 and $50,000. It was very incredibly nice. And that has covered some bills and has made it so I don't have to freak out in this time where I'm just kind of unable to work and unable to...
Do comedians ever complain that you're taking Ubers all the time? Do you say, I have to?
No, that was one of the things that we mentioned. Do you know Ron Krasnow? He's a friend of mine who's a comic who had...
Who doesn't know Ron? Come on.
He had cancer 3 years back, maybe 2 years back, and he...
Let me write this down. I got to get to know him.
I believe he had colon cancer.
That's good. I don't want that one.
Yeah, no, it's all terrible. But he got through it, and then he put together a GoFundMe, and I think he listed that as one of the things that needs to be covered is like cab rides and Ubers because
he knew that that's what you would need.
Yeah.
When it's not smoking, you never see this coming, right? You can't look back and go, ironically, it was kale.
It was,
like looking back, did you fuck up somewhere?
Was it cheese? Please, no.
I've never, like in college, maybe around finals, I did smoke cigarettes, but I was sick for 7 months and they couldn't figure out what it was. So it wasn't cancer until it was cancer, like the whole time. And, I guess in hindsight, there's no like smoking gun as to what gave me the cancer.
What's lymphoma? The lungs at first?
It's the lymph nodes, which I'm still not completely clear on what they are, because I get a little lightheaded if I research it too much.
Sure.
Just I don't like blood and that kind of thing. But I guess they it's what makes some red blood cells and white blood cells. There's probably audience members that know a ton more about this stuff.
I see the GoFundMe account. For $100, Eric will send you one of his original drawings, and it says here, they will become quite valuable if this is all unsuccessful.
If I die. You know, there's a silver lining in everything, and, you know, I'll die eventually, so it's win-win.
Now, I see you'll post comments. They're very funny. When you're on Tinder or OkCupid, are you dating?
Oh, less now than I was before. I mean, I've gone on a smattering of dates since getting cancer just because I look like a freak. But that's not, I mean, not really, but it's like it takes something away when you have to like check out every other week from existing and then you don't. And then I just don't feel normal during the weeks while I'm kind of well. So it's, and if I'm going to go out and start dating, there's all kinds of things that I have to worry about where it's like, hey, I'm sick. Isn't that fun for you? Don't you want to like hang out and maybe sometimes take care of me because you're obligated to if you get close to me? I'm weird out about people getting romantically close right now.
Well, I'm looking at, grab a sip of water.
Sure.
I just want to make sure you stay alive. It has nothing to do with noises I hear. Here's a Tinder thing. The woman says, how you holding? Is it a woman?
Yes.
First off, so you can't tell nowadays. How you holding up? What kind of cancer? Is that too personal to ask? And Eric writes back, no, I'm trying to fuck you. Ask whatever you'd like.
Seriously?
I don't mind.
No, I absolutely was. She's a very nice redheaded lady.
Did it work out?
Oh, I fucked her in the past, but not. I mean, it worked out in that I don't know. I went through like a year of drinking a lot and where I went on 100 OkCupid dates.
In a year?
Yeah. And
I see the way you're saying it.
That's every third day kind of. third and a half, something yeah. mathematical. Yeah,
you're right. I could have gone on more dates. But,
Dad?
But I mean, since I have a lot of time on my hands, sometimes I'll text them and they'll respond with something batshit crazy. Or point out that I had a, what is it? There's a very, very busty blonde stripper that I know that let me went on a date with her 2 years ago. I haven't heard from her since. And for some reason, I was the first to know that she was pregnant. I hadn't really talked to her since either. She's just letting me know.
Wow, you're like, Jesus, I only have cancer. Yeah. You got a tumor.
I have a chance of getting rid of this.
Yeah.
To be fair, in her defense,
let's be fair.
She does let me know when she has a flu nowadays. And she's like, but that's nowhere as bad as cancer. Oh, but I'm sick. So I don't get these people.
Dude, does it help with sex at all, the pity?
See, I've never understood pity sex. It doesn't.
It must be nice. Hi, how are you? Hey, I mean, handsome.
I just working that angle just seems a little manipulative, does it? Like pity sex, yes. Like.
But you're not working it. It's there, and so women can't help but feel bad, and so.
That's right, Keith. Coach him.
If they're debating about it, they might as well throw you some fish.
Throw me some fish.
Shout out to Seattle.
I think there have been some. Not every girl who has offered to bake me cookies has been hitting on me. But there were a lot of them that offered to bake me cookies initially.
Am I missing something that cookies cure cancer?
No, this is just something that I thought was like, oh, they're hitting on me because right. They're like, oh, they want to come out and hang out
it's
or
not
blah, blah, blah.
Cookies bring my man to the yard.
Yeah, well, it's, I mean.
If they brought you a milkshake, ooh. Yeah.
But and then they'd ask some questions. This is why I think that they were hitting on me specifically is that they offered to bake me cookies, and then they asked more questions about the cancer, and then they found out that at the time it was very real, and I was in a lot of bone pain, and it freaks them out, and they're like, I'm not going to come hang out. So it's like if they were just trying to hang out as pals, I don't think they would have cared.
Right.
Huh.
But I don't know.
Are you good at sex, or do you have to watch like things are going to be hurting you?
You know, that was the question in my head before the cancer. People are hitting you up for sex this often?
Well, wait, two things.
Yes, definitely two things. Start with Keith's. Go ahead.
Yeah, wait, repeat that because it seemed.
What did I say? It was so long ago.
Are you good at sex?
Oh, does it hurt? Do your bones hurt having sex?
Oh, no, my bones stopped hurting after I went to remission, but I had a lot of cancer symptoms when I. Like, I was having horrible symptoms for, like, 7 months that they couldn't figure out. Like, night sweats where I'd wake up drenched in sweat. Like, my bones hurt. And I was fatigued to the point where I was sleeping, like, 14 to 16 hours a day. And my iron levels were super low. So that sucked. But now my bones don't hurt. So I guess I can bone. So.
You get to get out. You're lucky in that you get to get out of any obligation last minute, right?
That, I mean, yes, but I have a conscience.
Okay.
So that's.
You don't want to take advantage.
No. But I mean, sometimes.
Have cancer of the heart is what Keith is asking.
No.
No? Okay. All right. He's just wondering. Keith, has your heart been hurting and have you had night sweats? Because you might have cancer of the heart.
I would, but I have canceled a few things and have talked myself into not feeling bad about them because honestly, it's like, well, I don't feel good, so I'm not going to go force myself to do that because I might get sick. And then
when it takes doctors 7 months at least to figure out what's wrong with you,
yeah,
does it anger you? Because maybe if we caught this 7 months earlier, it wouldn't have been so bad.
Well, there's two things where. I guess since it's lymphoma, it's the lymph nodes, and a lot of them were internal, so they were hard to detect. Like they were like in between my lungs and underneath my clavicle. Is that the clavicle? Yeah, that's
the shoulder area.
Yeah. They were like underneath bones, and like they couldn't just touch them and feel them. So I do understand that took them a while, but they sent me to easily a dozen specialists and went through 100 different blood tests and all kinds of things. And every doctor and every specialist gave me oh, you're probably just stressed out, and then gave me the like drug lecture about like, because one of the symptoms also is that your heart rate is it goes up with this type of cancer. So
well, of course I found that you just had cancer.
Yeah. So I would go in and I would be like,
my bones hurt, but I'm calm.
Right.
Yeah. I'd go in and I'd be like nervous because I'm sick, sweaty, and then I'd have like a high pulse rate, like very high, like 130 to 150. And they'd want to say it was drugs initially.
Why? How much drugs were you telling them you were taking?
No, I wasn't taking any drugs. And the thing that makes me angry about that is you'd have to be the world's biggest asshole to do coke and then keep going to the doctor and just be like, I don't know what all these coke symptoms are. This cocaine clearly isn't the problem. But I feel like I'm in coke, on coke. Please help me.
Yeah, I guess cokeheads don't go to the doctor often.
What did you say your heart rate was?
It was between 130 and 160.
Okay. And normal is 60 to 100.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So it was elevated, but not, they told me some like numerical thing where I shouldn't worry about dying, that it was that high.
That's nice.
I think it's like 130 now, like 110 to 130 right now, but I think that's a chemo thing too.
Now that we're going to be best buddies.
Yes.
Am I allowed to complain about anything in front of you?
Oh, absolutely. Like, complain away. Like everything is horrible. Please keep complain.
Okay, because like the Steelers, it looked like they were going to win the Super Bowl.
Well,
he lost $100.
That is the cancer of football right there. That is.
Thank you. Thank you. You never see it coming.
No, you never do.
Deep down, you know life sucks, but you start believing.
And start again next year.
There was at least a 40% chance of them not making it, but... You know, you also don't believe that you're getting cancer.
Yeah, you know, there's lots of cancer bookies too, so it's great.
Are you both your parents around?
They're both in Minnesota, but I don't...
Do they know?
Yeah, they know, but I mean, I've only...
I don't know if I'd tell my parents.
I don't know if I would tell my parents.
I don't...
Maybe I guess when I'd get heated.
I don't talk.
I have cancer.
You'd save it.
It is a fun tool to share with people. When it's great for telemarketers to tell them you have cancer. And bill collectors. They're great to talk to and say you have cancer, but especially when you do.
We can all just say it. Sorry, buddy.
It's a magic. Everybody can lie.
We're really just collecting information from you so that we can lie accurately.
That is key. I am.
I pick up the phone. I go, my heart rate's 135. Hello?
I mean, I'm probably clumsier than a Wikipedia page, which you can check too, but like that's no, please take my life story and lie.
That bill, you shouldn't have been paid anyway. I'm with you.
Telling me to lie in that voice is extra special. And lie.
Please.
If you have to, go ahead.
Listen, everybody, if you have to, go ahead and lie.
No, you really should.
That's the son of the devil, right?
By all means.
Abe Vigoda passed away. And I'm reading this article, and it says, sunken-eyed character actor, dead at 94.
That's not nice.
That's not nice. I would have wrote, like, maybe moon-shaped face died. You know? What's his eyes have to do with it?
Look at that smile.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. Very old, but it so happens, but yeah.
At 94, that's how you're going to describe a person? Sunken eyes?
Right, right.
He didn't accomplish anything else?
A varicose-veined actor, Abe Vigoda. I was a waiter in a restaurant that he came into, and he enjoys creamed soups.
Many of those sunken eyes fellows do.
You know what's terrible is going into any restaurant when you're a celebrity and you order the one thing that you were craving that one time, and now you're the soup guy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Cream of soup guy.
Miles from Murphy Brown loves extra crackers. Can't get enough extra ranch. He was born in 1921. That's when the earth was flat.
Wait, I'm just you met Miles from Murphy Brown?
I did meet him, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah,
I haven't thought about that man forever.
Nobody is. The cause of death was old age, just simple as that. The man was never sick.
Wow, so never?
His friend, never sick. He was, he was in Barney Miller, then got a spinoff called Fish. That didn't do as well. But he was in The Godfather. He tried to kill Michael Corleone, I believe.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I still have to see that movie.
He was 8 years old when he was in The Godfather. The guy's been around forever.
Yes, Eric, I've never seen it. I saw your face.
No, I've seen it once, so I don't remember the entire plot, but yeah.
All right, if you want to watch it together.
I mean,
I don't want to take you away from Keith or anything.
It does seem like people are stealing you away. We have something we're working on. Anyway, it's weird you have her number, not mine. But whatever. Doesn't even matter.
I'll throw it away so you're equal.
Thank you.
No, I'm kidding.
I'll know neither of you.
You all get cancer.
Oh, shit.
What's going on with you and your landlord? You're having more drama, Hende.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. They think I'm unsafe, Eric, just in case you're worried. You should be. I'm very badass.
She has a new place that she's going to move to, but this place that she's at now, still, she'd let somebody she'd have visitors, and the landlords live in the apartment building. And I've learned when that happens, they consider the whole building their actual house.
Yeah.
Oh, you're into their house. You never do that if you have a chance.
I had a landlord that was like childhood friends with my roommate. And he was a very nice guy, but him and his girlfriend would actually come down to our apartment to take their smoke breaks because their apartment was too clean to fill with smoke, which was blew my mind.
Wow.
That's why you got cancer.
Yeah, no shit.
It didn't help.
Just go with it.
It's a smoke holding area. Yeah.
Seriously, could we go into the shitty apartment to smoke? Well, yeah, they must feel this way about our apartment because they already told us that the one potential tenants that came in were very, quote, discouraged. I don't know what they're discouraged by, except that we were discouraged when we first saw the place. We said no to it because it was more than a half a mile from the train, from any train, but whatever. So now I was, you know, I told them that if they give us less than $1,700 for our deposit out of $1,900, then we should just get the lawyers involved just to, you know, clear the air. So they were like, let's look at the place, you know, we'll decide now. First they were trying to say that we're going to get the deposit on the way out. And I just didn't want to do that because I feel like that puts me in a terrible position.
It's going to be too late. It's the last day. What are you going to do?
Yeah, all my stuff is on a van and then I'm like, give me my money. It's not going to work out like that. So they said that they'll come up to the apartment, assess it, and then, you know, decide what we're getting. So and this is very nerve-wracking for both me and Lauren because we don't like it at all. So what I said, I was like, Lauren Land, you will not say anything. Just close your mouth. Just your whole job is to not say anything. Because as soon as Lauren opens his mouth.
Oh, it's okay. We'll pay you $1,700.
Exactly. It's like super nice shit comes out. And I'm just like, no, we got to remember that we're like, you know, fighting these people now, you know? And of course, I'm taking the route of like, hey guys, like everything's casual. You say dumb shit and then you pretend nothing's happening. That's what I'm going to do. So they're coming up. Remember, Lauren's not supposed to say anything. So they both come up. It's a husband and wife and their parents. And I bet like she also told him to shut the fuck up because it's only been me and her this whole time. So they come in and they're like, they hardly come in. We have a two bedroom. They hardly come in. They're still like almost in the hallway. And they're just like, okay, so, you know, you did paint that chalk wall and there's, you know, you painted red in the bathroom. And I'm like, yeah, we were planning to stay here long term. So, and then he goes, well, you know, just so you know, in other apartments, we would ask, you know, they would ask you to put the place back the way it was. And Lauren goes, yeah, I know, totally. And I'm like, just shut the fuck up.
Fair is fair. We did change it without asking.
Oh my God.
And we've been smoking a lot of weed. That doesn't seem right.
I could not believe it. I was like, and by the way, we did ask them if it's okay to paint it that color because we understand that it's, you know, bright ass color. And they did say okay. And so Lauren's like, yeah, totally. And I give him the eyes, but you know, it's hard to give people the eyes when two other people are looking at you also.
Just throw them in the fucking dishwasher. See, honestly.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe it. Then they're still in like the hallway and they, you know, they start going on and on. And I know if they speak a lot, then they'll come back around to feeling bad about what they're saying. So my whole plan was let them talk. But Lauren kept going, oh yeah, no. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
We probably left my bike probably left a little streak downstairs or something.
Seriously. Yeah. So then
you want it to be nice for new people. I know you made it nice for us.
Right. No, honestly, I wanted to die. So then finally he goes,
who's he?
The the landlord says, like, you know, we're just trying to be nice. Like, we didn't want to, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, all this nice shit about how they're nice. And then they're like, we even let you, you know, have your wedding in the backyard. And I was like, no, you didn't.
Now, what does, did they see the change on your face? And they go, never mind that, though.
I was actually changing my face purposefully. I was just like, you know, just like saddened by their notions. You know what I mean?
Kind of becomes Italian. Oh!
So,
they did let us use the backyard.
Yeah.
But
there shouldn't be a fee for anything. Like, they're arguing about why you shouldn't get $200 of your deposit back.
No, they're arguing like, hey, we're good people. We wanted all nice things, and you're the one who brought up the lawyers. And I was like, shut up. Just shut up. Just give me my money. Then they go, all right, because I told them that we need it by today. Because if in order for us to move, we have to pay our deposit for the new place by today. Total garbage bullshit. Who gives a shit? We already paid our deposit. What, are they just going to hold a place for us? We paid it. But so Lauren, so they go, oh, tomorrow. And Lauren goes, no, no, like next week on the 2nd. And I'm like, oh my.
No hurry.
Oh my God.
Not your convenience.
Oh my God. Just shut the fuck. I specifically said, shut the fuck up. Like, you know, you get nervous and you know, you say some bullshit. So then I was like, no, Land.
Do you say don't listen to him? We just got a divorce just now. Right. Listen to me.
I was like, no, Land, you're thinking of last week. It's Monday now. You're just like, you know, screwing up right. Your schedule. Oh, you.
Right.
Oh, person I'm married to. Oh, you dumb fuck. I'm going to beat right. You up after this. And so, yeah.
Could we hold our divorce proceedings in the back?
I couldn't fucking believe it. So
I would step on his foot or something.
I was across from him and they're looking at me.
I'd throw a glass at his head.
He deserves it.
So he just gets nervous and nice.
Nervous and nice.
That's not the best for negotiations or anything like that. I understand that. But I also understand getting nervously nice. That's the thing.
I understand that too. That's why I was like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Because I have those same instincts, but I, you know, out of the two of us, you know, one of us has to kill the roach and one of us has to shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? These are decisions for a household. So I was like, no, Land, you're thinking of last week. We need it by tomorrow. And they're like, okay. And then they go, so can you tell us what would be wrong with this place? And I'm like, well, the fan in our room never worked and you never put the cover on that light because I don't want to be involved. And so they're like, okay. They never came in. Lauren's like, check the other room. Go in it. And I'm like, they're leaving.
Right, right.
They said, we'll have the check for you tomorrow.
You can look around if you want. And they're leaving.
They took another trip around the apartment with Lauren.
Oh, wow.
I could not believe it. And I was like, I was saying shut up in Hebrew, like hopefully, like, just shut the fuck up. Just like, my God, what? Anyway, we're supposed to be getting a check today. We saw her this morning and she's like, when are you going to be back? Because I have a check for you, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how much it's for, but.
I heard that Lauren said, no thank you to the check the universe provides.
Seriously, can you believe this?
That's crazy.
The good news is I'm married to like the nicest person on earth.
Does it make you worry for a second that like, wow, do we connect at all? Was I making it all up anytime we ever connected? What is wrong with you right now?
No, because I expected this. That's why like normally I just go by myself because I'm just like, I can't.
You got to lock him in a room next time.
Yeah, I got to put a muzzle on him. I don't fucking know.
But why do they think you're unsafe? I mean, do you just let drifters in or what's going on?
Yes, of course, Eric. Oh, I mean, it's New
York.
You got to
let drifters in.
Are you just going to let a homeless person be homeless? You're a monster.
You got to let them in and make out with them. No.
Right. I mean,
otherwise, so they feel human.
Exactly. Yeah. Which they are not.
But I like for people to feel that way. Actually, they did say yesterday that the final straw was. So remember when Kati lived at the house, it was a friend of ours. They said she had a barbecue and there were all these people on the balcony. And I
with
was like,
yarn in their hair.
See, honestly, I really think they saw one too many brown people.
Maybe.
Yeah, because it was like all these people on the balcony and I'm like, it's a fucking balcony.
Right.
Could they not hold them? Because that's another conversation we should have. Although I do have to admit that sometimes we were on the balcony with Kati and she was like, yeah, and he should be fucking eating my pussy. And I'm like, ooh, we're right on the street. But, you know, so maybe it was like a more rowdy day. But two doors down, one time in the middle of the night, we saw they were so drunk. They were like almost jumping off the balcony. Like they were on the other side of the balcony, you know, holding with one hand, like shit like that. There are young people on the block. And one, you know, once a year or twice a year, your neighbors are going to be too rowdy and too noisy. But she's like, oh, you never said. And I was like, I absolutely did. I told you that they're going to, that this person's going to come in and that she's going to stay for a while. And they were like, oh, and I'm like, just go home. Just leave.
Right.
And Lauren's like arguing. I'm like, bap. This, that's it. We're that's, done.
This is what, this is how you tell Lauren to shut up.
Bop.
Man.
Bop. That should, that should be our keyword. Right. Our safe word is now bop.
Talk to him like he's a Muppet. Why not?
But imagine, like, you know, he's talking and then all of a sudden I go bop and he goes, I'll go to my corner.
Or just goes, stand, stares at the wall like Blair Witch.
Well, we were walking to, you know, we walked for a little bit and then we went our separate ways to go to work. But on the way to, like, to, while we were walking together, I was like, you know, I'm telling on you on the show today, right? And he goes, for what? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
well, I think you're over that toothbrush punishment. I mean, you should deliberately pour Lysol down his throat.
That's, I mean, amazing, right?
That is crazy.
How do you punish someone with a toothbrush?
I accidentally cleaned the tub and then left the toothbrush that I cleaned the tub and then...
On the sink and then Lauren used it.
Oh!
With mold and Lysol.
Was it his toothbrush?
No, it was a new one, but, you know, he's just like, oh, here's a toothbrush.
Yeah, why if I would see my, a toothbrush, why not use it?
I use it, right.
I mean, why would my wife yeah. leave a toothbrush on the counter that she just, you know, it's on the...
It must be a gift for me.
Yeah.
I like that you're blaming him now.
Yeah.
Like, what a shitty thing to do.
I'm just paranoid of toothbrushes. I mean, it's not new unless it's in the wrapper.
Yeah, I don't feel know. You. I know.
This person is a monster. Too nice. Too nice and unwise about toothbrushes.
You want to hear something funny, though? When the toothbrush thing happened, he goes, all right, now we're even. And I'm like, what? And apparently it's like probably because he always does shit like doesn't shut the fuck up when right. I say shut the fuck up. Okay, that was a weird sentence, but you all get what I mean from sure. the last story. And so me fucking up is like a relief.
Yeah, well, he earned it again. No, whenever you want to pay is good. What?
Couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
I
you should have your apartment back the way you had
I'm
it.
I'm nervous that he's over there now and the landlord's going to give the check and he's going to go, you know what? This has gotten so crazy. You know, are you sure? Seven, you're giving the full amount. Are you sure?
Seriously. I know. Every time I have had to talk to the landlord, they said, like, could we talk to you guys? I'm like, I'll just deal with it. I'll just go right. downstairs.
Yeah.
I got this. We're good.
Speaking of safety, in Britain, they're going into, I mean, I guess they stopped now because people, of course, complained. They would go into people's houses that were unlocked, go through windows that were open, take pictures inside the house, tweet it, Facebook it to say, no. Look how unsafe this is.
And we then can what, just everybody goes in. And loots?
Yeah, and then they know, they figure out where the pictures are taken.
Jesus. Who is doing this? Officials?
City officials.
What? Cool. That's the dumbest. You're going to get shot.
That's the best.
Here we're at edge of city center. Here's an open window. We'll keep badgering people. Don't make it easy for thieves. Hashtag stolen in seconds.
They're talking to thieves, not
continuing people. Our burglary patrols and still finding insecure doors and windows. Hashtag frustrating. Hashtag stolen in seconds.
I like that they're hashtagging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that trends.
This one says hashtag go Denver. Please ensure you lock communal gates. This is unlocked and provides easy access to rear of houses. Dark alleyways and all these have pictures. Dark alleyways and insecure gates are just what burglars want. Check your property is secure this evening. I'm at 22 Main Street.
We found the hidden chocolate in this guy's cupboard, obviously hiding from his wife, but it's still unsafe.
Right, right. This guy has secrets, right? We're still finding open windows, even after our Twitter campaign an hour ago. This resident has been advised and now has a secure property. Hashtag thankful resident. Yeah, please. Thanks. That's what they said. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Oh, very thankful.
It seems like they're scaring people into becoming more secure. Part of me thinks that that might work.
Right.
Yeah, that part is very confused, it seems, though.
Just tweet out. You don't get to show a picture of my house being open or in my house.
Just leave a note for me on the counter. That would freak me out plenty.
Right. Well, if a window is open, you can knock on the door and try to talk to someone like a human. You don't have to break into their home to actually show that you can. Like, you can just take a picture. I don't know.
You know what it is? I think the cops are confused because people thank them, because we all thank them out of nervousness. Oh, thank you, cops. You opened the door. Thank you. I'm not holding anything. Thank you so much.
I thank them when I get a traffic ticket.
I think
British cops have too much time on their hands because they can't shoot anyone.
Right.
Like, that's...
There's no courts they have to go to.
They have no guns to, like, have fun with.
Well, so. What's the paperwork? No, I don't think I didn't shoot somebody again today.
Yeah.
What are you going to write down?
I visited the Smiths down the street.
Right.
Yeah. Highly unsafe.
And they take a picture. It's like a selfie with their face in it. They're like, proud. Yeah, I got another house.
Weird.
Mate.
Right. Mate. Oh, they love that. It's their favorite.
I wonder if they have groupies.
They have pip, pip, cheerio, I know. I know that much. Speaking of this storm, a dad was in his car. He's charging his car. A snowplow drives by, blocks him in the car. The guy dies from carbon monoxide poisoning. What? He couldn't get out of his car.
Could he turn off his car?
You're smart, but how do you charge your phone? It's got to be on a little bit.
Ha ha.
You're charging your phone, but not calling 911.
I guess he had to stay warm, but was the carbon monoxide from the truck? From the plow?
No. It must have been blocking his
tailpipe
and then it's coming back in. Obviously, I know these things, so that is definitely what happened.
So it comes back in, and otherwise...
Well, the cops went by and tried his door, and they tweeted out, this guy seems safe.
Ha ha!
What a dumb death on this stupid universe.
We mentioned, of course, Charlie Sheen has HIV. He did not tell his kids before he went public. That's tough. So they're in school hearing about
classic Charlie Sheen.
Classic Sheen.
I think those kids will be fine anyway, regardless.
Right. Oh, they're going to be fine. Yeah. It was a struggle for them to find a school to go to because Charlie Sheen will publicly tweet about a shitty school.
So, is that true?
Yeah. So they end up leaving that school. And then other schools are like, we don't need this attention from your wacko father. So they tried like 10 different schools.
Really?
Because he's got to talk about tiger blood, which now we know what that is. I hope you don't have that tiger blood.
No, I haven't got AIDS.
Cool. Do you think he was trying to tell us the whole time?
Yeah.
We're just laughing at tiger blood. Get human blood. James Dean, he's the porn star we said, had 10 women saying, telling, and including men directors on the set, saying that he beats women, rapes women, et cetera. You do have to say congratulations. He won 2 porn Oscars at the AVN Awards.
Oh, the rape in that one movie and the rape in the other one?
Best group.
Oh, he's getting awards for his rape now. That's
best
good.
Group. Now, let me tell you why this is rude, Hamda.
Yeah.
Separate the art from the artist.
Okay. But his art is his penis.
So he wins best group sex scene. Good for him. Best double penetration sex scene. And there you have it.
Wait, one of the things was double penetration, right? Like,
what do you mean?
Oh, no. One of the rapes was not that.
See, he's...
Sorry, I'm losing track of what kind of rapes he did. I apologize.
Yeah, he certainly participates in a lot of, like, rape fantasy porns.
Yes, he's the I've only seen, one.
But, like, he's weird because he would write all those articles for Jezebel, and, like, I remember feminists going crazy about him.
Right.
And now this stuff, and now, I mean... I didn't have a huge opinion on him before, but no.
That's actually why the first person came out. It wasn't even to shine the light on her. It was more
on
to
rape
say,
per se, you mean?
Yeah. It was more to say, like, hey, stop congratulating this person about being such a great feminist. Here's the kind of stuff that he does.
Yeah.
And then ends up being a Bill Cosby type thing where all these women start coming out. And like I said, porn producers and porn directors are like, yeah, I saw it on set. What am I going to do? What are you going to do?
That's a good question, Keith.
If you want to hear us talk about the incidences, it's show 2288 and 2289. Now, look, you like Eric, right? I do. But he's mine. However, you can still check out his work. Go to ericbergstrom.com. Eric, ericbergstrom.com. The Twitter account is the same, at Eric Bergstrom. The GoFundMe is GoFundMe.com/Eric Bergstrom, because you don't mind more money, do you?
No, right or wrong? I hate more money. Please send me more money. I like more money.
So take a listen, take a look. His comedy's great, and I think your illustrations, you're so talented.
Thank you very much.
So don't you die
likewise.
On us.
Likewise.
Okay.
Also, I want to remind everybody that you mentioned our friend Elvis earlier. He has a podcast called Laughing with Cancer. Right. And he's awesome. He survived cancer. Oh. We had, you know, he was like your BFF, especially through our breakup. Mm-hmm. So check that out, Laughing with Cancer. And also, Keith is on goddamn Hulu.
Boop, boop.
Hello. Listen, are you hearing this?
Broadway World says podcasting pioneer Keith Malley releases 12th stand-up special on Comedy Dynamics. On January 26th, Comedy Dynamics will premiere Keith Malley's latest stand-up special, God Made Me, The Very Worst of Keith Malley, Volume 2. Malley's 12th stand-up special is a best-of compilation of all his darkest and most shockingly hilarious bits from the past 11 years. By the way, truth to tell, that's kind of what it was last year, and that's what I planned to, or, you know, the next to last album, and that's what I wanted to do again this year, but I don't know, I just kept thinking of new stuff. So if you're like, am I missing this on one of the older comedy albums? No. Mm. No, there's a lot of new stuff. But anyway, yeah, I'm very excited. KeithandTheGirl.com/Hulu. Take a look.
You're also written up in the laughbutton.com. So go to the laughbutton.com.
There you go. We'll play you a little bit. This I titled, Be Nice, in parentheses, in-laws.
Hey, Keith, you ever do the, I heard this one, the fallen soldier. Okay. First, you find a dead ISIS member. Hold on, it gets better.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I was in the army. I get,
That's true. I mean, I think other people know about ISIS too, but I won't. People get surprised when I tell them I was in the military, to the point that it's really starting to get offensive. I mean, I don't know if you understand, Keith, really, you behaved in the military? They tell you that other people are trying to shoot bullets into your face. I'm probably gonna pay attention, you know? There's not a lot of time for antics. People also seem surprised whenever they learn that my father-in-law and my mother-in-law like me. They always shake their head like, they like you, Keith. What do you think I'm doing? A dirty stand-up act every Christmas? Hey guys, you ever hear about the Dirty Sanchez father-in-law? Here's what you do. It's not hard. You're at dinner. Whenever dinner's done, you pick up the dishes. You take them to the kitchen. The mother-in-law's going to try to stop you. No, I'll do it. You don't let her. You go, no, thank you. I got it. She'll try again. No, please. I really like doing it. You don't go, well, I did my best. You go, well, I like doing it even more. And you take them to the kitchen. You're not going to wash them anyway. It's a trick. What do people think I'm doing? Playing cymbals on the dishes with my dick? Da 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 da. What's wrong, mom-in-law? Not your tempo? No, you just take the dishes. What did the exes do? Jerk off all over the house? What the fuck? What do you think I did? I'm gonna take your daughter to her room. I'm gonna scramble her eggs. I don't come down and ask to scramble eggs for the family. Just be polite. That's my point.
God.